Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message. It's The Mix with Elizabeth and Radar. Send your messages now. What is your question? It's the magic eight ball of radio. What can we all help you solve today? 414-432-1099. Those life questions. Throw it out there. Put it on the radio. Send those messages now. Yeah. I know they're starting to come in, and I love
it. We love it, yes.
We wake up every morning looking forward to coming into work to see what kind of questions you guys are going to throw out there. And we say this every time, you are anonymous.
Yep, and it may be something that a lot of people are wondering, but you got through and went, oh, I have this question, and boom.
Okay, Radar, spin the roulette wheel. Let's see what texts we are going to land on.
We get so many.
14.
Okay. Ooh, you don't have to scroll too far.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You stop counting. What'd you do?
This is a wedding question.
Oh, boy. It's a lot of people wondering about wedding things because it's like wonderful world of weddings is going on. People are planning in January for maybe spring, summer.
A lot of you get engaged over the holidays.
Yeah, that's true.
This question is, do you think my fiance and I should elope for financial reasons and do a reception later when we can afford to celebrate with family?
Yes.
So much pressure. To have a big wedding, but we have little funds.
Yeah. As a dad of two daughters, I would say absolutely. I've told both of my daughters, go ahead and elope. We'll have a party for you when you're done. You want to go somewhere, Vegas, the beach somewhere in Florida, Mexico, whatever. Not in Mexico. I mean, I'd rather you get married in the United States. I said, just so there's no problems. But yeah, just go somewhere, get married. That's fine. We'll have a party later.
You wouldn't mind not being there on your daughter's big day, walking them down the aisle?
The big day would be listen here, a couple of things.
Because when they say elope in this message, that typically means not a lot of people know that you're getting married. You're just going off and getting it done, going to the courthouse, going to Vegas, like you mentioned.
Right.
You would actually be okay with that if your daughters did that.
We'd do that because then...
I don't believe you.
Yes,
I think you want to be there.
This is why. I would walk them into the party. I'd be fine. Every time my daughters talk about weddings they've gone to and how the dad was crying walking down the aisle, I'm like, well, get ready because Waterworks is coming out already as you talk about this getting older. You know, I'm very sensitive, very emotional, and I would probably lose it. I don't know how some of these dads keep it together. Even my brother Frank, who's Mr. Tough Guy, when he walked down the aisle, I'm like, oh my gosh, look at him. He was bawling. Couldn't even get down to the altar, and he was just like... He's so happy, obviously. Or maybe he was... No, never mind. But yeah, I know. In our family, I'd be bawling. So a party, you'd be like, hey, look at the bride is here. Boom.
This person that texted in this question asking if they should elope, do whatever is going to make you happy. If having your loved ones around is going to make you happy, then go that route. If having those loved ones around but having debt from wedding is going to stress you out... That's not going to make you happy. So saying like we feel so much pressure to have a big wedding, don't let other people make you feel that kind of pressure. They're not paying for it. They don't have to deal with it 2 weeks, 2 years later, depending on how much money you pay for a wedding. If you guys want to elope, I think that's what you should do.
So
know
say,
there may be a little bit of fallout for that, but you have to weigh on a scale. Okay, do I want the financial fallout if I have a big wedding?
Yeah, really.
Fallout from family members? Don't buy into the pressure as hard as that can be. I mean, you go to Pinterest, it can be overwhelming. I've had two weddings. My first wedding was a very big traditional wedding. It was really expensive. We had little help from the parents, but there was some, but not much. Not much at all. And I was adamant that, like, we can't put this on credit card. We have to be able to pay for all this. But I look back on it and think, it was a great day. It really was. But man, was it expensive. We couldn't, it kept us from buying a house and being able to do things like that.
Going on a honeymoon sometimes?
Right.
Right?
We didn't even do a honeymoon. Well, and that marriage dissolved. So then when Eric and I got married, we both had been married before. Plain and simple, I looked at Eric. I said, this wedding is going to cost us $5,000 and no more. That is it. Whatever that looks like.
That's your limit. That's your budget.
So maybe what you could do, we had a small intimate ceremony with about 23 people, family members, closest friends. We took them to dinner. That was it.
Perfect.
Then we went to a bar where we had a friend DJ for us. Drinks. That was it. 100 people came to that. And I have no regrets about it. But what's going to make you happiest in the long run. That's my advice to this texter and text roulette. What advice do you have?
Help him solve this problem.
414-432-1099. You can call or you can text. Do you think my fiance and I should elope for financial reasons and do a reception later? We can afford to celebrate with family. So much pressure of a big wedding, but we have little funds. Then there's your answer. The dollar signs don't lie. Those numbers don't lie. But you don't have the money to have a big wedding.
Maybe pressure from parents or whoever saying, then you got to have the wedding.
Then you look at them and say, okay, how much are you going to pay for it? I mean, know that you're also at the mercy then of what their suggestions and opinions are.
Exactly.
But let them be upset about it if that's how they're going to react. You have to do what's going to work best for you and your fiance. That's my advice.
Should this listener elope?
But neither of us have eloped. So maybe somebody else can offer insight into that.
I'm telling my daughters to do it. Is that a good idea? 414-432-1099. You can call that number or you can text the Siding Unlimited text line. Same number, 414-432-1099.
It's text roulette, Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. Maria, you're helping out this mix listener that asked the question this morning. Do you think my fiance and I should elope for financial reasons and do a reception later when we can afford to celebrate with family? So much pressure to have a big wedding, but we have little funds. What do you think?
So I got married when I was 22, and the best thing that I could have done was we planned our wedding in Vegas. Okay. We told our parents about it.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to deal with the drama of bridesmaids not liking certain dresses and the expense.
There is a lot of drama there. You're absolutely right, Maria.
I have no regrets. I'm going on 20 years of marriage, and it costed us under $5,000 with the trip. And we had intimate people there with us. And then when we came back, we celebrated our wedding that way. And it just takes away all of the stress.
Yeah, and can't you even feel in the text message that they're feeling that pressure and stress already? And this is supposed to be a wonderful, lovely time, and you have to pick and choose those battles. And everybody's going to have opinions about your day, by the way, no matter what you do, big or small wedding.
I will tell you, we did end up with like 10 people there in Vegas. You know, it's very hard. Like, who wants to do what? So we just set a rule. Every morning when we woke up, we text or called everyone and said, hey, this is what we are doing today. If you would like to join us, great. If not, there are no hard feelings. Go do what you want in Vegas and we'll meet up later.
Hey,
that's perfect. It's your day. Your plans. Very good.
Great advice. Thank you for calling and sharing your life experience to help someone else. Maria, have an awesome day.
Thanks, you too.
All right, it's text roulette. Let's get to another phone call here. Tiffany from Milwaukee. All right, help out this mixed listener. She's asking, should she and her fiance elope for financial reasons, do a reception later when they can afford to celebrate with family? So much pressure to have a big wedding, but we have little funds. What is your advice?
So what I did with my husband, we've been married for almost 15 years next month. And
congrats.
We had a courthouse wedding with our parents and our siblings and his grandfather. And we had a little reception at my mom's house, and that was it.
And you have no regrets about it, even though maybe you had people that thought you should do it a different way.
No, he didn't have a large family. I have a really large extended family, and it was just kind of like we don't talk to some of those people as much as we used to, so it wasn't as big of a regret at all. So it was really nice knowing we had that money in our hands.
Sure. And like you said, almost like Maria just before you said, you had a few people at the ceremony, whereas this texter is saying, hey, should I just go elope? Your advice would be, yeah, maybe have mom and dad, just a few people, but not this big lavish wedding.
Yeah, bring the important people that you want to share it with. And just, I mean, we were expecting our first at the same time too, so we had other plans on our mind. But we still went on a honeymoon the next day and spent a week. It was just because I was pregnant, we just went to Florida and stayed in like a nice villa and just kind of hung out.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, that does sound awesome. And bottom line, as taboo as it can be to talk about money, if you say to someone, we can't afford it.
Right.
That shuts it down pretty quick.
Not happening.
And if they want to have that chocolate fountain and the pigeons at the end of the ceremony and all the food, okay, how much are you going to pay for that? Because clearly that's a party you want to throw.
Right.
It's not your wedding.
And there's a lot of times where that stress is going to be there then when they're like, okay, well, we're going to do this, this, and this, and they're making plans for you. So maybe it's just good to shut it down and say, we can't afford it. We don't want that. We're going to just
end
move
of debate.
On our way. Yeah. Done.
Tiffany, congrats on 15 years, and thanks so much for calling into the show.
Sure thing.
Bye. All right, we've got a lot of messages coming in here. 414-432-1099 on the text line. Here's one that says, I completely agree with Elizabeth. Oh, smart person. Do what makes you happy. I was very firm when we were planning our wedding. I didn't want a ton of debt, so we did as much DIY as possible. If our parents gave us grief about something, I told them they could pay for it, and that would shut them up.
That's exactly what you were just saying, Elizabeth.
Here's another one that says, don't get married. That's their advice. Come on now. And then here's a text. This person says that their name is Chris. My fiance and I had the same problem, so we did a small court wedding with our parents.
Okay.
And when we gather enough funds, we throw a reception there for everyone else in our family, and they all understood that we did not have the funds to do a big wedding.
It's more about the marriage, not the wedding. It's the rest of your life, not just that one day of, oh, we got to have this big, lavish deal.
Well, and this person goes on to say that we did this for their 10-year anniversary.
Oh.
They threw a big party.
They kind of save some money and then throw that party later on.
Well, these are some suggestions for this mixed listener that texted into the show, and we are hoping that they're listening to these responses. Thank you for helping out this mixed listener. What can we solve for you? Do you have a question? Send your text, 414-432-1099. We might be reading yours coming up later on the show.